I'm Clayton Sampson for KNIA KRLS Radio here for our Salute to Agriculture segment with Danae Morris with the Knoxville Farmers Market. Danae, let's just start off our conversation talking about a little bit about kind of some background on the Knoxville Farmers Market, kind of how did this start and, you know, how long have you kind of been involved with it?
Okay, well, actually, I don't know how it started because I think it started well over like 10 or 15 years ago. And I know different people have ran it throughout the years. And I've been involved for the last 4 years. I was a vendor 4 years ago, and then 2 years ago I started being the market manager. So I just kind of picked up and started doing more things with the technology and getting us on Facebook and doing stuff like that.
Can you kind of talk about your role a little bit, what all that includes being in the Knoxville Farmers Market, some organizational stuff with getting different vendors there?
Yep. So on our Facebook page, we have links for people to read and understand our vendor rules, and then they can sign up for the farmers market. And then from those links, we compile a list with a spreadsheet of all the vendor names, numbers, and everything, and how to get in a hold of them, like during the season. And then also we see what they produce or what they have so that we don't have too many vendors that come with the same things. And we also have some regulations because we want it all to be locally grown within, I think, don't quote me on this, it might be a 75 or 90 mile radius. We don't want people outside of that. That way it's all locally grown right here around Knoxville.
Can you kind of talk about, too, the dates of when the farmer's market starts each year and then when you kind of close it up there in the fall and where it's located?
Yep. So we start the farmer's market on May 18th, and it runs through September 28th. And on Saturdays, it's from 8 to noon. And on Tuesdays, it's from 3 to 5:30, and we are all around the Knoxville Square.
Can you kind of talk about, too, like, and obviously you can't speak because this year hasn't started yet for the farmers market, but in years past, kind of some of the variety of vendors that you have show up to this event and that sign up and have booths there?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a lot of people that grow their own produce, so all the veggies like peppers, tomatoes, onions, broccoli, all the good stuff to eat. We have people that do baked goods. They do, like, the breads, the pies. We even have lavender cookies, so we have some unique items that come to the market. We have fresh cut flowers. I actually grow the fresh cut flowers, but we do have two vendors signed up that are also bringing flowers in this year. A lot of times people bring in plants for people that have their own gardens so that they can, you know, plant their own things from things people have started from seed, maybe heirloom varieties of like tomatoes and peppers and stuff like that. And then we have a lot of vendors like Cincy, and we have jewelry. We have people that make their own jewelry. We have crystals, like they like make unique crystals and little figurines and stuff like that. Last year we had honey. I'll have to look and see if our honey vendor's coming back. Eggs, we have all the produce, so.
And you speak on, too, that farmers markets are, you know, important wherever you go, but especially in a town the size of Knoxville. How nice is it to have something like that in Knoxville where people can, you know, purchase products, but they can also get it from small town vendors that are really close to home here?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I say, you know, you hear a lot of people with the movement of support local, and I'm like, it doesn't get much more local. Like, a lot of these people are making it themselves right here in Knoxville or Melcher or surrounding communities, and they're growing it right in their gardens. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to support local. And me personally, like, I've never had anything better than an Iowa-grown tomato. So it's a lot better if you come to the farmer's market and get them.
And you touched on it a little bit already, but, you know, why is it so important to come to Knoxville? Because you can purchase vegetables, we'll speak about vegetables or say fruit specifically, but you can purchase that at any of the grocery stores in town. But why is it so important to support our local vendors and support local farmers and people that are really bringing it kind of farm to table type things like that?
Right. Well, I think one main reason, just from me doing some of it myself, is I know when you grow in mass quantities in big greenhouses, I just don't think the vegetables and stuff quite taste the same. And it's harder because sometimes people say, oh, you know, it's more expensive if you buy locally. But these people are spending a lot more time, they're doing a lot more manual work, and they're actually making these things taste spectacular and be big and juicy and all the good stuff you want out of vegetables. Same with flowers.
And is it nice to kind of have that sense of community? Because, too, with the farmer's market, it gives people, citizens in town, an opportunity to get to know vendors, get to know maybe a little bit of background about themselves and their story, and be able to also help support them by purchasing their products.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I love when people come up to the market and they might have a question for a vendor, and the vendor can tell them everything about how that plant was grown, and they can also like share some little recipes with them and give them tips and tricks on how to store them. So I think that you get a really close-knit relationship. A lot of our customers come back and strike up conversations every week, and the farmers market does support live music, so we try to get a musician lined up for every week. And last year, where we were really excited because people started actually bringing their lawn chairs and sitting and listening to music and then taking some time to shop around, and it just kind of made it a really fun morning in Knoxville on Saturday. And I think it also is awesome because we have all the businesses on the square. So if somebody wants to go into Coffee Connection, get a cup of coffee, walk around the farmer's market, you know, head over to Raymond, do some shopping, maybe go in for lunch at 111 or Mexican or Chinese. I mean, there's just a lot of options up there on the square. And I mean, I think people just can make it a really fun Saturday morning.
Yeah, and you mentioned too that you guys have started becoming active on social media too, but how, if somebody's listening to this, how can they get more information about the Knoxville Farmers Market, or if they're interested in being a vendor at the Knoxville Farmers Market, how do they get in contact?
Okay, so yeah, we have our main source of contact is Facebook, and we have all of the vendor applications right pinned to the top of our page, so it's really easy to find. If you message the Farmers Market, you get an automatic reply on how you can sign up to the Farmers Market, so there's that. We do have a Gmail account too, Knoxville Farmers Market. I have to think about it. Yeah, knoxvillefarmersmarket@gmail.com. We got in trouble a few years ago because we have the Knoxville Farmers Market, and everybody from Tennessee thought, they're like, there's no farmers market going on. So we had to switch it. And so now it's Knoxville, Iowa Farmers Market on Facebook, but our Gmail is still knoxvillefarmersmarket@gmail.com.
Well, today, kind of before we close up our conversation here, highlighting agriculture in Knoxville and Marion County, what is your final encouragement of why people this year in 2024, if they haven't already, check out the Knoxville Farmers Market?
I think you should just come out and see how much fun Knoxville can be on a Saturday morning, listen to some music, and get to know some of your vendors. It's a lot of fun, and come say hi to me. I'm always happy to talk to anyone.
That's Danae Marsh with the Knoxville Farmers Market here on our Salute to Agriculture segment, KNIA Careless Radio.